Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 4:30, we're going to talk to CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Right now, we're talking with Boy Scouts of America. We've got some good new friends with us. Kevin Krieger is with us. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Thanks, James. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. And we also have Fabrina Buffington with us. Did I get it right, Fab?
Fabrienne.
Yeah, I knew you just told me 2 seconds ago.
That's okay. That's okay.
Fabrienne, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Would you, before we dive into Boy Scouts and talk about the kind of a year in review of 23 and talk about some of the fun things that you guys are doing in the in current and present time, I wouldn't, if you guys wouldn't mind telling us your ties to Scouts. And Kevin, I'll start with you.
Well, I started in Scouts many, many years ago. I was in Cub Scouts as a child and then joined Boy Scouts. And I made it as far as second class. I kind of ran into the situation of a single parent couldn't get me to the meetings. And our scoutmaster actually was our neighbor, so I was able to ride with him. But when he stepped down, I was unable to make it to the meetings because of where the location was. So I was probably 13 years old when I probably had to stop being in scouting. But I got back into it again when my two boys got into it. I've been thinking about this. It's been about 17 years ago. both of my boys did make it to the highest level in scouting as an Eagle Scout. I was a Cub Master, then leader, committee chair for the Cub Scout Pack. I've been a Scout Master, committee chair for the troops. So I've been around, and now I am the district chair for the Ottawagam district here in Wisconsin Rapids.
And Kev, appreciate the work that you put into this, and not just for your boys, of course, but for our community. Really do appreciate that, man. That's very cool to hear, and thank you for that story. I want to come back to that, though, before we wrap up, because I got some questions on that one. Okay. Just out of curiosity. And Fab, I'm just going to go with Fab.
I can't mess Fab up. That's totally fine.
Fab, what are your ties to Boy Scouts?
I am the district executive for Wisconsin Rapid area. And I've been on the job about 2 months, I think actually 2 months today. So I am very brand new, but very excited about being in Wisconsin Rapids and working with Boy Scouts. My ties to Boy Scouts was when I was about 3 or 4. And that was quite a long time ago for me.
We'll just leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Both my parents were leaders in Boy Scout when my brother was there. When he was a kid, and I just got to go along with all of the different activities and camping and all that when we lived out in Montana. And it's just, it's kind of funny that kind of a full circle back around.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Which is always unique in life. I always find that cool when that happens.
That connection,
And just so you know, it is a rite of passage that you have to come on the air with us and put up with my questions. That is so
all good.
Happy 2 month anniversary.
Thank you.
And here's what you get. Here's what we really do appreciate the time and everything you put into Boy Scouts and in our area. We appreciate that. And it's nice to have you with us.
It's a lovely area and really very supportive town, and we definitely have a great group of people that are leading our different packs and troops.
Yeah.
So I'm very impressed.
I want to talk about that with one of the members of that. And Kev, one of the things that I wanted to get into before we go forward, let's rewind a little bit and kind of look at the year in review of 2023 and the things that different things that you all accomplished over there. What are some of the highlights to you?
Well, some of the highlights is that we had a pretty good recruiting year. We've had struggled in the past because of the COVID, kind of put a damper on that, and we're kind of slowly starting to make our way back, not to where we were before, but we did increase a little bit this year throughout the whole council, which is the Samoset Council, which covers from probably as far as north as Rhinelander, I would have to say, and then down as far as Adams Friendship. So it's a big, big area. And we did okay. I mean, there's a lot of room of improvement. We are trying to really work our way back up, because at one point our council was one of the top councils in the country, and we want to get back there again.
Yeah.
So we're growing. One of the biggest things that I think that is always one of my biggest highlights, just because once you get to that point, you're at the highest level as an Eagle Scout. We had 63 with council-wide.
Nice. That's impressive.
This last year. So that's pretty good. Our numbers for camping went down a little bit, but again, like I said, it's just one of those things of our, because of our numbers are down.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the 2024, which we have seen, hopefully it keeps going up.
Service is a core part of what you all do with Scouts. You guys put in some major hours over in last year when it comes to that.
Well, yeah, and in between doing our scouting for food we do in the spring, but a lot of those service hours comes to from, you know, the Eagle Scout projects. That's where a lot of the hours come in, and I've talked to many college recruiters, and if it comes down to two people and they see a Eagle Scout is there, they're going to take that Eagle Scout just knowing because of the service hours they have.
Yes, yeah.
And the projects are very impressive that they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Both good points. And Kevin, to your point, I know that we have a lot of people out there gearing up and preparing for their senior year of high school and right. Getting ready to go into going into college and continuing their education and everything. That is one of those things that most college resumes look great having on there. And if you are somebody who did not get a chance to do Boy Scouts, you could still be a part of things. You could still volunteer. There are still opportunities for you no matter what the age. And we'll talk about that a little bit before we wrap up. But just as a note to any college right. kids out there, I think that is a great note by you. So I want to make sure to hit on that. There's so many other things that you guys do in communities as well, Kevin, that really enhance the community and make it better.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I know that there's a few troops in our area when the United Way do their raking in the fall. They get a group of kids together and they go out there and rake leaves and get that going. And then also, too, I think some of the other troops and PACs, they get together with their sponsored organization. They do some of those projects. But one of our biggest, I mean, besides our fundraiser in the fall, is our spring, is when we do our scouting for food. And our area for the Wisconsin Rapids area goes to the emergency food pantry here in town. And then like the Nakusa area goes to their backpack. And then I think the Pittsville area, they have a community pantry there too. So, but our council, they had over 38,000 pounds. I can't remember
over 38,000 pounds. I just want that to sit there for a second. Yeah, that is amazing.
A lot of meals, a lot of food for people in need.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
And I think this last spring, I'm going to try to go off the top of my head. I think just in the Rapids area was close to almost 2,000 pounds that
That's
picked up.
That's just incredible. Just incredible.
Yeah, so the community does quite well helping us out. And they do look forward to it because we get the phone calls sometimes of when are they coming dropping off the bags that put the food out. So people do expect it.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kevin and Fab of the Boy Scouts of America, and one of the things that I thought would be interesting as we get into today and going forward and everything, we are certainly want to inform people about Boy Scouts, but certainly do some recruiting here as well. And one of the things I approached this as somebody who did not grow up in Boy Scouts and didn't get a chance to do this as a kid, but really wish I could have. I think that by the time I moved out here, my parents felt, well, he's too old for Scouts. And them not knowing much about it either. Mm-hmm. So I thought one of the things we could do is get into the programs and the kind of age ranges of these programs so that parents out there understand a little bit more of what's the difference of a Cub Scout and other levels of Cub Scouting. So if you guys don't mind, I'd like to touch on that just a little bit.
I get to do this one, huh?
And I do have a cheat page in front of me, so I can ask this question and put you guys on the spot. So this begins with Cub Scouts. Which I think a lot of people might know, but I think that their knowledge of Scouts may start or end right there even. So Cub Scouts, Kevin, this is for ages 5 to 10.
Yes. It used to be just from first grade to fifth grade or halfway through fifth grade, and you can go into Boy Scouts like halfway through your fifth grade year of school. But within the last 5 years or so, they brought the Cub Scouts, and that's called the Lions. And that one really promotes the family involvement on that, so they can get the kindergarten kids into Scouts and kind of get them introduced and kind of hopefully they can move up the ranks. You go from Lions to Tigers to Wolves to Bears, and then a year and a half of Weeblos. And that Weeblos was where they pretty much start getting you prepared to become into the scouting program and moving up. So, yeah, I remember back when I was a Cub Scouts, it was basically I was dropped off at the dead mother's house and left there.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is more family-oriented. They want the families involved. They want the families to be there to help out. I mean, obviously, we were going to hopefully get some volunteers from the families of being maybe a den leader or a Cub Master or a committee member or just someone that maybe take on something, a project or something.
Yeah.
So Cub Scouting compared to back when I was in scouting is a lot different compared to what it is now. It is really family-oriented.
It's another good note, especially for those out there that have been in Boy Scouts before as kids, but maybe it's been a while since you've been refreshed with the program. So that's a good note.
So once they get to the Weeble 2s and they earn their Aero Light, then they can advance into the Boy Scout end of it.
Hmm.
And that goes up until they're 18.
Okay.
There has been a few scouts in the past years that we've really had to really scramble to get there to the Eagles, because once you're 18, you're done with the Boy Scouts end of it, and you cannot get your Eagle.
Hmm.
So me, when I was a Scoutmaster, I kind of encouraged the kids to hit their Eagle before they're 16, because once you get that vehicle, a job,
and all the other
extracurricular stuff, we go to school and all that. So
I
always encourage the scouts to try to get to their Eagle by the time they're 16, and it's achievable.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And one, I guess, I just kind of popped in my head. I want to let everybody know, scouting is just not for boys anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It is for girls also. Mm-hmm.
I had them in my notes. Nicely done, man. Nicely done. Yeah, definitely wanted to cover that.
Some great female troops and both troops work together and do separate things, and it's just a great collaboration. One of the things that I've really enjoyed about scouting and being very new to it, so I'm just learning a ton, is that it is very family orientated. And then when you get up to the Boy Scouts, which will be Scouting America starting in February. We're already starting to feed that in. Is that the kids are involved in so much of the programming, and it's led by them, but the families are still really involved. And that piece is awesome, because from a parent perspective, you also have that community amongst the parents and that group. So it's really kind of twofold there, which I didn't know about myself until I started working from them.
Those are really good points.
Yeah, and Samoset Council is, you know, like Kevin was saying, you know, it is what we fundraise, what we ask for food, and all of that stays in the community. I love that it's not... Mm-hmm. out somewhere else. It stays and helps our community.
It's all great points and important things to keep in mind when it comes to not only promoting and sponsoring, but maybe being a part of things with Scouts and the work that you guys are doing over there. Kevin, were there any other breakdowns of that we wanted to mention?
I know this area, we don't really have these programs. We did at one point, but it was just the lack of participation. We do have the Venture Scouts. That is from the age of 13 to 20. I know at one point they had a venture group that was like through Solaris. They did, you know, this is where they can kind of do like maybe more radio or telecommunications.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they used to have one through the police department where they're more working on that end of it. Just mm-hmm. the police department, they would also, you know, some of those would help out like with parking and some type of security that was on that end.
Mm-hmm.
And then the exploring is more adventurous. They do teach the importance of life, career, skills, and from all backgrounds.
And if I could, Kevin, I'd like to piggyback off of the exploring end of the group, because while I mentioned earlier in the interview, I wasn't a Boy Scout growing up. The Explorers group I did actually participate with when I was in high school. I saw an ad in the paper for this, and I had a teacher tell me that, well, this group, this Explorers group, this could be anything. I'm like, really? So young actor me thought, oh, wow, this is amazing, really? And I didn't like the high school plays that were going on, so I reached out to a bunch of friends from Nakusa and here, and we formed an Explorers group, a theater group, and we did plays. We wrote, directed two of our own plays over our junior and senior year. We had a blast doing this, and it's part of the reason I'm in this chair today. is the work that I was able to do with that Explorers group, the confidence that I built from that, and the leadership qualities I learned, that just interacting with other people, that was something I was not very good at all growing up, that I learned in junior and senior year with this group. I would like to send a big thank you to Lisa Fisher, who was in charge of our Explorers group, a wonderful teacher in our area for many, many years. And I couldn't imagine my life without it. It was fun to write those plays. It was fun to act in them with my friends and everything. But I cannot tell you how many times I look back and I think about where I am right now, and it just doesn't add up. I don't get here without that. There's, you know, we all see this in an arc of our lives in different aspects. Well, that was an impact, or that made a change. Maybe we don't realize it at the time, but at that time, I had no outlets like that. I had no creative outlets like that. This gave me that, and I know I'm not alone. Not only my fellow classmates that were able to participate, but I know that there's other Explorers groups around the country that experience this too. So again, Scouts is not just for boys anymore, but for girls as well. But it's not just something that you have to, I hit this age and maybe I can't win a badge anymore, earn a badge anymore or something like that, but I can still participate in this great organization that's doing such great work in our communities.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of want to talk off of that a little bit too, because with the scouting program, especially when you get up into the scouting part of it, when you start earning your merit badges and start earning your ranks and stuff like that, is we had an opportunity to go down to the University of Wisconsin-Madison to do the Nuclear Science Merit Badge. And it was actually put on by the university, and it was pretty cool because we actually, one of the students that was doing it said that he was in Scouts, he was down there doing the Nuclear Science Merit Badge, and all of a sudden he decided, I'm going to do this instead of what he was originally going to do. And we do teach life skills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the kids are like, oh, why do we got to do this for our Eagle Project? Yeah. You know, for example, you have to do, there's like four citizenships merit badges. You have to do a nation, world. Oh, boy, I'm going to goof this up.
Mm-hmm. You can get that badge.
But there's four of them. But they're like, well, why do we have to do it? Well, you have to learn to be a citizen within your community and world and nation and all that stuff.
Right.
And then, you know, why so much cooking? Well,
you gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But so, it's not, you know, the kids are gonna have fun doing it.
Yeah.
But they're also gonna learn something.
And that's one of the masterful jobs we do as adults, I think, is being able to, I don't mean really trick kids, but in a joking sense, tricking kids into like, hey, we're having fun here, and they're also learning. But that's great. That's a big part of life in general. And I don't know many parents out there that couldn't use the hand when it comes to a lot of these things too.
Right.
And so there's that part of this as well. As we're wrapping up and getting close to the end here, I did want to talk about 2024 and what you guys have going on going forward. And Fab, you had the popcorn information for us?
Yeah, we'll start taking orders for popcorn September 21st. And that runs through into November, where we'll start delivering and doing popcorn. We also do have where quite a few troops are pre-ordering, and so you can buy right directly from them or also order. So we're looking forward to that, and it's going to be my first year. I've bought years and years of popcorn from all my neighbor kids, and so I am looking forward to being a part of that also on the other end.
So. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that information, Fab. And Kevin, you had some numbers
before we wrap up. Our sales last year were over $300,000 in popcorn, and that goes directly to the kids and to the program. It doesn't go to, you know, some of these other, you know, ways of, you know, fundraising happens, but this goes directly to the scouts themselves.
It's important that transparency matters so much, and we appreciate that. I know that there are people out there listening that would like to be a part of things. I know that there are families out there that heard your story, Kevin, and can relate to that, and I appreciate you sharing that and everything. So if people out there want to be a part of Scouts, whether getting their kids involved or maybe themselves and volunteering or any of the above, where can we send them, Fab?
Online, we have a website, samoset.org. And they can go right to our website and they can sign up for Boy Scouts. They can see what's going on. And we do have a Facebook page also. And we will be doing a lot of different events around the community, open houses where we're giving out more information, some of the rafter games, just a lot of different opportunities around the area.
We're going to be seeing you guys a lot.
Yes.
Which is great, which is fantastic. Right. That also leads me into letting you know the door is always open. Please feel free to stop by anytime, especially when these popcorn sales start getting going and everything. Let us know about it. We can spread the word on our airwaves here. That's what we do around here. So please let us know.
Well, set some kids into it, too, and have it.
Please do.
Yeah, that would be
please
fun.
Do.
And we'll bring treats.
Yes. I wasn't going to lead into that, but I really do appreciate it. Yeah,
treats are always good.
We are never going to turn down treats. Kevin Fab, thank you so much for the time and everything you put into our communities.
Thank you
so much.
Appreciate you all. Again, you can find out more at samoset.org. We'll be talking with the scouts again real soon. Coming up, we got more Midday Magazine for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.